G'day, it's great to have you here. My name's Glenn Honberg. I pastor the Knight congregation here. Well, if you go into a shopping centre, you see children lining up with Santa, don't you? Why are they there? I mean, if you think about it, there's a man wearing very strange clothing at the wrong time of the year. It doesn't look quite as magical as it does in the books, and yet children are still lining up. Parents are making them. Why? To get a gift. Everyone wants gifts, especially good gifts, because gifts say, I love you, I'm thinking about you, even if the gifts happen to be a pair of socks. Now, you might feel like, is that the best of all the things in the world you could have given me? Is it socks? Oh, we've got some socks. Here they come. Back the other way as well. Don't miss the people at the back. You don't want them to miss out. All the way to the back. Oh, there's another one. A choir. Someone's saying to the choir. All right. Well, we all love gifts. We all love gifts because they're a way of saying to us, or someone says to us, I love you. I'm thinking about you. I know you. Well, Simeon, that in that last reading you just heard, he's an old guy. And it's about a month or so after Jesus' birth in birth in Bethlehem, not in the temple, in Bethlehem. And he's taken up to the temple. That's where Simeon is. And if you can see the text there, let me read it out. Simeon takes the baby Jesus in his arms and says, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the nations and to the glory of your people, Israel. See, Simeon's old. And essentially what he says is, God, I've seen your great gift, Jesus, and now I'm good to go. Good to go not from the temple, but to his death. I'm good to go. See, think about it. Think about Christmas. You've got Santa versus salvation. Well, Santa gives good gifts. Lots of beautiful things. Things from people that say, I love you and I care for you. But as you know, some of them don't even last the day. Especially if you've got children. They're good. They're great things. But think about salvation. See, the Bible's saying here that Jesus is God's gift for us. What is he a gift for? Well, if you just plot line the whole Bible, he's a gift to save us from evil. Evil out there. If you think about the year it's been, think about what's happening in Aleppo, think about the Syrian crisis, think about the massacre in Orlando. There's evil out there. But there's not just evil out there, is there? There's evil in here, if I can be so rude. I took a tin of paint back to Bunnings. It was unopened. It had no marks, no scratches on it. I took it back to Bunnings and said, hey, we didn't use any of this. Could I get some money back? Do you think they took me at my word? What do you reckon they did? They opened the tin of paint. They wanted to see, was it still full? Why? Because out in suburban Brisbane, there's evil in there. People trying it on, that's what we Aussies say. But why? Well, it's what's in here that leads to what happens out there. And the Bible says, and it's a stark message, that evil puts us on the wrong side of God. It puts you on the wrong side of God. But here, this is why Christmas is so exciting. Jesus came as God's good gift to deal with the problem of evil. Can you see there what Simeon says in sentence 29? Sovereign Lord, of your promise, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. See, Simeon knows he now has peace with God. Peace with God. Jesus, born in a stable as a baby, would die on a cross as a man. And the message of the Bible is that he died in our place to bring us peace with God. For the evil that's out there and the evil that's in here. We just saw it in the reading before. It says, the angel sang of peace on earth. That's not quite what it says. Did you notice what it says? The angel sang of peace on earth on whom God's favor rests. It's not everyone. It's some. Who does God's favour rest with? Well, those that accept the gift of Jesus to bring them peace with God. Those who accept the gift of Jesus to have their evil forgiven. Those who accept the gift from God have salvation. It's an incredible gift. Do you remember I said at the start that the gift shows the love? Well, how much does God love humanity? Well, Jesus was God in eternity. That's what we heard from the call and response. Jesus was God in eternity. God, the Creator, gave Himself for His creatures. Born in a shed to die on a cross to bring us peace. See, tonight I want to ask you, are you good to go? See, Simeon was good to go. He held that gift, Jesus, in his hands, and he was no longer on the wrong side of God because of Jesus. And so he said, I'm good to go. I'm ready to meet my Maker. I can depart in peace. He could have left the temple, walked out on Ann Street, and been hit by a bus and met God in peace. Andrew Chan, one of the Bali drug smugglers, if you remember, he was executed last year. And the morning of his execution, he sang a song about Jesus as God's great gift, amazing grace. Happy, joyful. Why? Well, he was good to go. Good to go to meet God. See, tonight, I want you to leave with a gift. A gift better than a pair of socks. A gift that God is holding out to you in the person of Jesus. But if you think about a gift, it's not yours until you receive it. These socks, I've got them. They're a gift for one of you here. But they're not yours until you have them in your hand from me. Well, how do you receive the gift of Jesus? Well, it's very simple. You pray to God. You talk to Him. You thank God for Jesus, the gift. You thank God that Jesus died in your place to bring you peace with God. And you ask God to give you Jesus, the gift, to change your life. This Christmas, I want to say, even tonight, don't let Christmas pass you by without discovering God's gift, Jesus.